With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Presidential son Hunter Biden indicted. 9 tax-related charges contained in the indictment by a federal grand jury in California.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
Defense Attorney Abby Lowell contends it's all political. If convicted, the 53-year-old Biden could be sentenced to up to 17 years in prison. Also at SRNNews.com, he found no evidence of fraud. That's the courtroom testimony of a New York University accounting professor who reviewed the financial records of the Trump Organization. The testimony came yesterday at Mr. Trump's civil trial in New York. Mr. Trump himself due to take the stand next week.
We have an expert witness, one of the great experts in the country, and I hope you'll all be able to listen to him, but it'll just be another day. If you look at the case, we did nothing wrong, there were no victims.
The former president decries the case as a political witch hunt by the New York Attorney General. 72-year-old man under arrest in Bakersfield, California, allegedly behind the wheel of a pickup truck that struck and injured several people at a Christmas parade last evening in Bakersfield. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures up 12 points, NASDAQ futures down 21. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House says America is engaged in a battle of world views.
Speaking to the National Association of Christian Lawmakers this week, Mike Johnson warned that younger people, quote, have no frame of reference to the great foundational truths, and if believers don't teach them, the country is lost. The Louisiana Republican says that conservative Christians need to get better at articulating what they believe, why they believe it, and why it is the best thing for the future of the republic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Court of Appeals in Indiana is considering a challenge to the state's abortion ban on grounds it violates a religious freedom law. A suit filed by the ACLU and the group Jews for Choice makes the case that the ban imposes a specifically Christian view of abortion on all state residents. After a county judge ruled in favor of the plaintiffs last year, Indiana's attorney general appealed the decision. This is SRN News. A salmonella outbreak tied to tainted cantaloupe has now killed 8 people.
3 of the deaths are in the U.S. and 5 in Canada. In the U.S., at least 230 people are sick, 96 having been hospitalized since mid-November. Many of those who fell ill reported eating pre-cut cantaloupe sold in clamshell packages and trays. Salmonella can cause serious illness in young children, people over 65, and those with conditions that weaken their immune systems. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Voters in Houston will elect the oldest big city mayor in the U.S. this weekend when they choose between Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee and State Senator John Whitmire, 2 Democrats in their 70s. That is well above the median age of around 35 in the nation's 4th largest city. The choice between the two candidates has frustrated some younger voters. They say it's difficult to connect with older candidates, might not share the same concerns. More details, SRNNews.com.